Now, if you thought the housing crisis was bad now, it's only going to get worse for the next generation, according to a new report. The study from the libertarian think tank the New Zealand Initiative has used up-to-date data to predict population growth until 2060. It shows we're building about half as many houses each year as we need to keep up. Leonard Hong is from the New Zealand Initiative and is with us. Kia ora. Kia ora, Leonard, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
We can hear you now. This is great. So, what does this tell us that is new? Because it's probably not a massive surprise to anybody that we've got a housing crisis.
Yeah, I mean, the housing crisis has been going on for a while, right? I mean, it's a national tragedy. It's an increase in inequality. It's worsened prospects for younger generations like me. I'm part of the Generation Z. But the point of the report is to highlight the fact that, look, population aging and demographic change is going to make this worse because the average household size is shrinking.
Okay, so how does that make it worse?
Let me give an illustration, right? So imagine in the 1970s, you have a nuclear family of two parents and three children, right? At the moment, our fertility rate is down. Social changes mean that less people are living in larger family homes. So from that 1970s example, let's move to 2000. What happens to the three kids? They move out, they start and have partners, they have their own respective children. And so you have this phenomenon called empty nests, where the two parents from the 1970s stay in the family houses, and then the three children are moved out. So from just that one family, you go from one house to four houses. And let's look at this from a nationwide perspective. This means that we are severely underestimating the amount of houses that we need annually because of this phenomenon.
But if the birth rate's going down, doesn't that mean the crisis will ease?
No, not at all, because as people you know, divorce or move out or when children move out, we need to build more than we anticipate because the number of houses actually increases, right? I said that example. You go from one house to four houses. You see this actually across the OECD. I looked at 36 different countries like Korea, Germany, Japan, Austria. And in Germany in particular, they currently have a population of 80 million. It's about the same as 1990. But this is the staggering thing. They went from 35 million households in 1990 to 42 million households in 2020. So they had to build around 7 million more houses to accommodate that population aging. They went from the median age of 36 to about 46 today.
So we need to build an awful lot more houses. What do you think is significantly different about your report that means people might actually listen and start doing that?
Well, I mean, the point that I'd like to highlight is the fact that this is not new. I mean, Stats New Zealand and local councils already consider this. They already know that the average household size is dropping across the country, and they already understand it. It's just that the public are blaming either migrants or foreign investors or speculators on this. Is that, look, if we have adequate supply, there will be less incentives for people to land bank or speculate or do all of these things.
Thank you very much. Leonard Hong there from the New Zealand Initiative.